Do you remember what happened when Marlon Brando turned 70? Probably not. Well, if you were in India last week, you couldn't miss the 70th birthday of Bollywood's biggest superstar, Amitabh Bachchan. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I didn't get an invitation to the big party, but Anupama Chopra, the host of the front row on Star World, did.
Definitely the biggest birthday party I've ever been to. So traffic was backed up for an hour. So everything about it felt epic, including the traffic jams.
Chopra says it's a measure of how movie mad Indians are. I mean, really mad. In 1982, Bachchan almost died after a freak accident. In an interview with CNN IBN, he remembered a fan who stood daily in front of the hospital with a red rose. Later, he came to meet Bachchan.
He said, I'm a black marketeer, and with all the black marketing that I've done in your movies, I've been able to marry off two of my sisters, build a home.
But that was 1982. This is 2012. And it's a little odd that in a country that prides itself on its youth population, this 70-year-old is still so relevant. That's because he doesn't just make movies, says Gautam Chintamani, who wrote about him for First Post.
Bachchan at 70 or Bachchan in 2012 is very, very relevant because he's kept up with the times. He has a very successful blog. He tweets very, very regularly. And he's somebody who acts as an excellent bridge between the generation before him and the generation after him.
Anupama Chopra.
He is omnipresent. So there is no contradiction. He's, the country's elder statesman. He's the patriarch for 1.2 billion people.
And Bachchan can sell everything to those 1.2 billion. Sociologist Shiv Vishwanathan.
I can't think of anyone else who can advertise foot cream and cement. Only man who has advertised the state, the Gujarat government.
Sabarmati bestowed me with the Mahatma and his teachings. Gujarat has so much to offer. Come, breathe in a bit of Gujarat.
Bachchan's genius is that he has reinvented himself along with his country. In the 70s, he was the tall, gangling, angry young man who took on the establishment. But the times have changed. He had a disastrous stint in politics. His film started flopping. But unlike other superstars, Bachchan faced the hard truth, says Chopra. He realized,
I can't be that young man, and the world has changed. It was a new country. It had new aspirations.
The new India wanted to get rich quick post-liberalization. And Bachchan appeared in living rooms on TV as the host of the Indian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So yesterday's anti-establishment angry young man is now selling the revamped Indian dream. Be a winner, be rich, be happy. But is he? As an actor?
Today, Amitabh is the movie. The movie is secondary to the cinematic nature of the man.
Hollywood audiences will soon see a little glimpse of him in the remake of The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio. Bachchan has warned his fans that if you look down at your popcorn, you might miss it.
It's not a debut, really. It's just a gesture.
He made it clear he didn't charge a fee. Chintamani says that doesn't matter.
There is nothing left for Bachchan to prove in India. But remember, it's not Bachchan doing this cameo. It is this cameo which demands somebody like a Bachchan.
In India, Bachchan is now bigger than any movie he's in. But perhaps by playing a Jewish don for Hollywood, even for a minute he will be able to escape the golden trap of being India's most endurable superstar. And that might be the best birthday gift of all. For KALW in Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy.